The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metzia Dap Tzadihe. Today's Dap is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihehu Leben Eden. Amen. We begin today's Dap on Tzadid Dalid Amud Bet. And we are going to start with the words Behashu'el. That is going to be let's see how many lines up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines up. Shoel. So the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Shoel Mishalim et hakol. So you know the borrower, he pays everything. The guy that lends an item, so the borrower has to pay for geneva, aveda, onsim, if the item got stolen, or broke a leg, or died, whatever it is, the shoel is hayav ala kol. So the Gemara now begins. Bishlama shevura umeta. We understand if, let's say, one of the animal broke its leg. Or let's say met or die, dichtiv. It says beferush in the pasuk, v'chi yishal ishmeim re'eu v'nishbar omet. Then the end of the pasuk says shalem yishalem. Ela shivuya b'shoed minalan. How do you know if let's say it was taken away by force, shivuya, which means they stole it from by force? That's called shivuya. How do you know? Because it doesn't say those words specifically in the parasha of shoed. Come together and says, "V'chitema nilaf meshibura umeta." Why don't you learn it from shibura umeta? That is written. Gemara says, "Mash." And if I'll say that just like he's hayav for shibura umeta, so he's hayav also for shivuya. Was not mal shibura umeta sheken onsa de sadik adatau. That's something that the guy who borrowed anticipated might happen. Therefore, he accepts upon himself that responsibility. However, tomar b'shivuya. However, nobody anticipates that an item is going to get looted from him. Tomar b'shivuya shken onsad delo sadik adatau. He never intended it, which means we can accept upon ourselves that a shoel, things that he thinks might happen, he accepts upon himself when he takes the item and borrows it. But things that never even enters his brain that's going to happen. Maybe he doesn't accept upon himself that responsibility. Now, shivuya. Now, what's the English word they're explaining for shivuya, just so we say a proper word?
Captured.
Okay. So, he doesn't even anticipate such a thing is going to happen. So, maybe he doesn't accept upon himself the responsibility. Ela, the Gemara gives a different proof. Ne'emra shivura umeta b'shoel. Ne'emra shivura umeta b'shomer sachar. Ma le'alan shivuya imo. Afkan shivuya imo. So we'll make a hekesh from, or mamatzinu, from shomer sachar. By shomer sachar we know he's patur on ones. And one of the onsim he's patur on, it says in the parasha over there, shivuya. So I'll say, just like shomer sachar, he's patur on shivuya, so, and we know and on shivura and meta as well, so too shoel is going to be patur on shivuya. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot bring, don't bring a proof from shomer sachar. Ika lemefrach, Ma leshomer sachar sheken liftor. Right. Which means, you can't bring miraya. There it's coming to say that shivuya, the shomer sachar is patur, because it's an honest. Tomar b'shoel sheken lehayuf. But by shoel, you're trying to say that he's going to be hayav in a shivuya. Which means you have no raya just because shomer sachar was saying shivuya is patur. From Shumekos Patur to pay because it's considered an onus. How are you going to know that the Shoel is going to be Hayab? Because again, go back to the same point. The Shoel never anticipated that such thing is going to happen. So when he accepts the item as to borrow it, he never thought this could happen. Maybe he never accepted upon himself responsibility to put in the Shomer Sachar, no problem, it's an onus. But the Mehayev, the Shoel, who says, Gemara says, Ela Kerabi Natan. It's following Rabbi Natan. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, O לרבות שבויה, because it says in the pasuk, וכי ישאל, says, ונשבר או מת. He's חייב in שבורה, and he's חייב in מיתה. The extra word, או comes to include even שבויה. So, ונשבר או מת comes to include שבויה. So, the Gemara says, היי או, מבעי אלה לחלק. We need the או ready to separate. The סלקא דדחמינא, עד דמתברא ומתה לא מחייב. I might have thought that what? That the shoel is not going to be high unless both things happen. Unless his leg breaks, leg of the animal breaks, and mita, followed by mita. So Kamash Pilad, the Toor tells me that either or is going to make him hayab. So therefore the question is again is, how do you know Shivuya, the or is taken? Kabbalah says, Haniha de Rabbi Yonatan. Which means, this question that we just asked will be answered if you hold like Rabbi Yonatan. El Rabbi Yoshaya, Ma'ikalimar. If you know like Rabbi Yoshaya, what are you going to answer? What's this Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yoshaya? The Gemara is going to tell us right away. Netanya, we have a Braita. Ish, Ish. Or Ish. Yes, exactly. That's what it is. Ki Ish, Ish, Hashem Yekalel et Aviv, Vetimo. And then the Pasuk says, Mot Yumat. God forbid a person curses his mother or his father. So it says, what? The punishment is Mot Yumat. So it was in the El Aviv, Vetimo. Right, from the Pasuk, it sounds like he's only going to be Hayav if he curses his mother and father together. Abib belo immo. Immo belo abib minayin. How do we know that if he curses one of them at a time, separately, individually, how do we know that he's going to be Hayav? Tamud omar, abib v'immo kelel. Damabo. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, abib v'immo kelel. So the Gemara says, abib kelel, immo kelel. Because if you look at the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Ish Asher Yekalel et Aviv. Which is the word Yekalel is close to the word Aviv. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, Aviv ve'immo kelel. There the word kelel is next to the word immo. So therefore, from the fact that the Pasuk repeats it twice, and one time it puts the word kelel next to the father, one time it puts the word kelel next to the mother, so we see that it's even if he curses them separately. Who's that opinion of? Divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. That's what Rabbi Yoshiya says. Rabbi Yonatan, says, "Mashma shenehem keechad, u'mashma echad b'fne atzmo." He says, when you read the pasuk, "Ish ish asher yikalel et aviv ve'et imo," it's mashma. It can be mashma both of them together, but can also be mashma that you did each one separately. Because I can explain the vav when it says, "Ish ish asher yikalel et aviv ve'et imo." I can learn the vav meaning and meaning it's connecting them, or I can learn the vav as like an oh, which means his mother or his father. Rabbi Yonatan says this pasuk can actually go either way. Ad shiyifrot lecha hakatuv. So therefore, until the pasuk comes and tells me yachdav, which means we have a general rule. If a pasuk can go either way, I'm going to learn it separate unless I have a word that says yachdav. Again, if I have a pasuk that's vague, it can go either way. It can either mean together or it can mean separately. The default position is learn it separately until the Torah specifically says the word yahdav. For example, it says lo tachrosh b'shoru b'hamor yahdav. So then I know I cannot take shoru b'hamor and put them together because the word yahdav comes and unites it. So therefore, according to him, whenever I have a vav. Like say, like this case of the ki kalil et abi ve'et imo, without the word yahdav, so automatically I know that that is considered separate, which means it's not considered together because I don't have the word yahdav. Good. So what do I learn from over here? Go back to the Voshaya. According to the Voshaya, when you have a vav in the Torah, a vav comes to include, because he learned the beginning of the pasuk. Ki kalel abi ve'et imo, that would be together. That's really the end of the pasuk to come along and say kilel et imo. You need the second part of the pasuk to fix it. That means from the first part of the pasuk by saying the vav, that means a vav achibur. Oh, so therefore, according to him, what it says in the pasuk, v'nishbar omet. So v'nishbar omet. I need so therefore that's why I need the word oh, according to him. I need the word oh to separate, because v'nishbar omet, without the oh I would have thought that it happens, you need until both happen together. So according to him, the word or is the halek. Also, if the word or is the halek, how are you going to know nishba by shoel according to Rav Hoshaya? I'll repeat again. According to Rav Hoshaya, whenever you see a vav in the Torah, the vav is coming to put them together. Okay, that's what, for example, like by Mikalel Abib Emo. You would have thought that it's till he curses his mother and his father. That's why at the end of the pasuk to come and tell you, not like that. Okay, so of course Rav Hoshaya, so if the pasuk would have said, v'nishbar v'amit, so I would have learned you need it to be, both things have to happen for the shur to be hayav. That's where the word o comes to be, mehalik. Oh, so if o is coming to be mehalik, how do you know nishba? How do you know if the thing was captured? According to Rav Hoshaya, the word o is needed to be mehalik. Whereas according to Rabbi Yonatan, it's not the case. Because according to Rabbi Yonatan, until it says the word yahdav, I'll always learn that the vav is already coming to be mehalik. Therefore, the o is extra to teach me nishba. So comes the Gemara and says, Afilu tema Rabbi Yoshia lechalek hacha lo tzarich. Even over here, I don't need the ot mehalek. Why? By shoel. My tama sevara. It's a pashut sevara. Mali ketala kula, mali ketala palga. Exactly. Which is when the animal breaks its leg, that's considered like it partially died. Once already, the Torah is telling me that yahayav, if the animal actually dies completely, the shoel. So mali, if it died 100%, or what if it died 50% by breaking its leg, which means it's pashut that I would not need both item, nishbar and mit. Which means what you tell me, hayav and mitah, so mitah is a death, and nishivura is also a form of death. So therefore, mali katala kula, mali katala palga. Therefore, must be that they can be separate. Therefore, the or is coming to include shivuya. So comes the Gemara now and asks a new question. So again, bottom line, we have proven that in a shoel is hayav on everything. Geneva, Aveda, it's obvious. Shivura, breaking its leg. Meta, and even Shivuya, captured, even though he didn't anticipate when he took the item to borrow. And even though it's not written explicitly in the Perashav Shu'el, he is still going to be Hayav. One continues now on a new question. Gemara's question is, Gineva ve'aveda b'shu'el minalan. Now, how do you know that a Shu'el is hayav to pay if the item got stolen or lost? Now, it's not written explicitly in the Torah. When it talks about the deen of a shoel, it's not written explicitly. So how do you know that gerivav avedav shoel? That's the Gemara's question. V'chi tema, so maybe you're going to start telling me like this. Nilav mishibura umeta. So maybe you'll come along and tell me, you can learn from shibura umeta, which means just like he's hayav if the animal breaks his leg, and just like he's chayav if the animal dies, so therefore he should be chayav also in Geneva Ve'aveda. So comes Gemara and says, Ma'al shivura umeta, te'lo efshal limitrach ve'atuye. I'll tell you the reason why he's chayav in that, because the owner is out. The owner cannot, there's nothing he can do to fix it. The animal's dead, there's no way the owner can toil to get the animal back. If the animal broke its leg, there's nothing the owner can do. However, tomar b'geneva v'aveda de'efshal limitrach v'atuye. But could be by geneva v'aveda, if the owner wants to be diligent, he can go search it. And he can find the ganav. And he can go find where the item got lost. So it could be shoel, where the owner has no recourse. Then already I'll tell you that shoel is chayav. But in geneva v'aveda, where he has recourse, could be he'll be patur. Gemara says you're right. Ela ki ha de tanya. We're going to learn it based on the following braita that's written by the shoel. V'nishbar omit. Okay, that's by a shoel again, that if the animal broke its leg or died. Eli ela shivura umeta. Gineva v'aveda minayin. Oh, that's exactly the question we're looking for. How do we know gineva v'aveda? Amart kal v'homer. I'll tell you, I'll make a simple kal v'homer. Uma shomer sachar. Shepatur b'shivura umeta. Hayav b'gineva v'aveda. Shoel shehayav b'shivura umeta. Enodin shehayav b'gineva v'aveda. That's right, which means if a shomer sachar that's patur on shivura umeta and is hayav on gineva v'aveda, a shoel that's hayav on the own sim of shivura umeta, of course it's going to be hayav on gineva v'aveda, which is more less of an onus. So therefore, you see from a kal v'chomer from shomer sachar, and the Gemara says on this, v'zehu kal v'chomer she'en alav teshubah. You should know that this kal v'chomer is solid. there's no refutation to this Kamahoman. Now, by the fact that it says it, that means there was a potential refutation that you might have thought you could have said, but the Gemara is going to say you cannot refute it at all. So the Gemara says, "My in alaf teshuva." What does it mean that this kavahomer over is free from refutation? So the Gemara says, "Vehi tema ika lemifrach," because you might think that you're able to refute it by saying what? Ma leshomer sachar sheken meshalem tashlume kefel betoen ta'anat listim mizuyin. Which means, we have a rule by a Shomer Sakhar. A Shomer Sakhar is Hayav on Geneva Va'aveda. That's correct. Now, let's say the Shomer Sakhar comes along and says that he got held up, Listim Mizuim. That's an onus. Right? Onus, the Shomer Sakhar is Patur. But let's say it's found that he was the guy. He was the guy that ended up stealing it. Edim came along, of course he swore falsely. Edim came along and found that he's the guy. What's the deen? He has to pay kefil. Oh, so Shomer Sakhar has a chumrah that what he pays kefil. Mashiach and Shoel will never pay kefil. Why? Because once he says it got stolen, he pays right away. He pays kefil off the bat. He never come to pay kefil by a Shoel. Understand this good. A Shoel comes along and says, the item got, I was held up by robbers. What's the deen? Pay principle. You'll never come to kefil by a shoel. By a shomer sakhar, where you're patur on the steam mizuyim, but if he's found to be the guy that really stole it, then he will pay kefil. So therefore, I could argue that shomer sakhar has a chumrah that shoel does not have. And therefore, maybe you cannot make a kal b'chomer from shomer sakhar to learn that geneva v'aveda will be hayab by Shoel. So comes the Gemara and says it's not a problem. You know why? Because karna the Shoel Adifa. Paying off the bat is a bigger chumrah than having to pay only after you swore falsely and paying the kid, which means a Shoel is much more hamur. Shoel, once he says, got stolen, he has to pay right away. No swearing, no nothing. He's hayab. So even though you're right, they'll never come to kefil, but the initial payment of principle, without even having to make a shivua, that is more strict than even paying the kefil. That's one answer. Iba et ema kasavad. Or we could come along and say that that braita holds listim mizuyin gazlanu. Could be we say like this, there's a big mahloket, how do you look at listim mizuyin? How do you look at an armed robber? So some look at an armed robber like a ganav, because it has the dynamics of a ganav. What's a ganav? Ganav scared. He goes in the middle of the night when nobody's watching. A guy with a gun also scared. That's why he has a gun, because he's scared. If he wasn't scared, he'd just go grab it out of the guy's hand. So one shita learns it, that when a person says, gazlan with listim izuyim, that's a ganav case, and only a ganav pays kefil. But there's another shita that says what? That they look at a gazlan with the steam, mizuyim, that is considered gazlan. It's like a regular thief, and if there's no kefir. So therefore, you don't even have to make this question. Which means, in economy, if the guy would be to'en, the steam mizuyim, he wouldn't pay kefir. Because the steam mizuyim is a gazlan. It's only kefir on a ganav, not on a gazlan. This she does, oh, and we can answer another answer. That means there's no kefir by a shomer sakhar. That if the shomer sakhar would come along and say, I was held up by gunpoint, and then they found out that he took it. So that's not a case of, the only time you pay kefil is when to'en tarat ganav, when you claim that it was ganavd. But if you claim that it was listim mizuyim, listim mizuyim is a gazlan. And therefore there would be no kefil. You have no question to start off with. Okay, because that opinion is holding, that again, a listim mizuyim is a gazlan. Okay, so now we have to continue on. Ashkechan lechiyuv. Okay, so now we just found, we find in the Torah an obligation. Liftor minalan. Okay, let's see what this Gemara's question is. We're looking for another deal over here. So again, a Shoel, we just proved successfully, it's Hayav in Geneva and Aveda. Kavahomer from Shomer Sakhar. Okay? Now, let's point out, whatever is going to be Hayavin, the Shomer the shoel by gerivav aveda. That's only when in be'alav immo. We got to introduce a new fact. Remember what the Torah said by shoel? That's only when the owner is not present. But if the owner is present, so then he's going to be patur. Right? That's what the Torah says. Be'alav in immo, shalem is shalem. Only when the owner is not present. But if the owner is present, the owner of the item, then he's going to be patur. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan lechayuv. Liftor minalan. But how do I know that if the owner is with him, he's going to be patur from Geneva Aveda? All I learned from this last of Asha is if he's alone, the Shoel has to pay Geneva Aveda. How do I know if the owner is with him, but he'll be patur from Geneva Aveda? Because I can argue, maybe Geneva Aveda, even if the owner is with him, he'll be Hayav. So now I got to learn every step. Again, learn clearly. Hayuv, regular Shoel. He comes along, the owner's not with him. He says, you know what, the item got stolen. What's the deen? Pay. Guy comes to Shoel. The item got lost. What's the deen? Pay. Okay, now the deen is like, the owner was with him. The owner was working with him. Oh, now we have a pasuk that says, Be'alav immo, he's patur. Be'alav immo, if the owner's with him. So the question is, does that apply also if the item got stolen when it was Be'alav immo? Maybe only onus he'll be patur. When the owner is with him. How do you know that even Geneva Aveda, that when the owner is with him, the Shoel is going to be Patur? So that's the Gemara's question. Liftor, Minalan, how do you know? Again, so comes the Gemara and says, Vechitema, maybe you'll tell me, Nilaf, Beshivura Umeta. Right? Maybe you'll tell me, just like Shivura Umeta, if the owner is with him, he's Patur, so to Geneva Aveda. I can tell you no. Ma'ale shivura umeta sheken ones. Correct. Which of those I am shivura umeta is ones. So maybe when the owner is there, it only protects you from ones. But geneva ve'aveda, which is worse, it's not ones. So therefore, maybe the ptur of be'alavim was not going to apply. So Gemara says ela gamar mishomer sachar. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, I'll learn it from shomer sachar. Okay. Get exactly what we're trying to learn. We're trying to one specific case. Be'alav immo shoel patur megeneva ve'aveda. How am I going to learn it from? Shomer Sachar. Oh, what are you learning from Shomer Sachar? Which means that just like a Shomer Sachar, if the owner was with him, the guy, let's say, is watching an item and he's getting paid. He's called a Shomer Sachar. The owner of the item is with the Shomer Sachar. Just like a Shomer Sachar, the Be'alav Immo would be Patur from Geneva Ve'aveda, so to a Shoel, with Be'alav Immo, would be Patur from Geneva Ve'aveda. The only question is, how do you know a Shomer Sachar with Be'alav Immo is Patur? How do you know that? So Gemara says, Shomer Sachar Gufe Minalan. How do you know that? Which means before you can learn to Shoel, how do you know your source? How do you know Shomer Sachar Gufe Minalan? So Gemara says, Gamre Hayuba de Shomer Sachar me Hayuba de Shoel. Which means, we learn wherever a Shomer Sachar is Hayavin. Give me the case of Shomer Sachar is Hayavin, Geneva and Aveda. Me Hayuba de Shoel. What's the cases that a Shoel is Hayavin? Shivura and Meta. So I say, Ma lehalan de Be'alim Patur, just like by a Shoel. When he's chayavin, he'll be patur nif be'alav immo, afkam be'alim patur. So to the shomer sachar, whatever he's chayavin, in be'alav will be patur. Again, I'll repeat. We look at what the shomer sachar is chayavin and what the shoel is chayavin. Shomer sachar is chayavin geneva ve'aveda. Shoel is chayavin shivura umeta. Just like what the shoel is chayavin, shivura umeta, he'll be patur if be'alav immo, so to shomer sachar, what is chayav in geneva ve'aveda, will be patur if it's going to be be'alav immo. And once I learn from shomer sachar, then I make a matzinu that just got from shomer sachar geneva ve'aveda be'alav immo patur. So to my shoel geneva ve'aveda is going to be patur. So the Gemara says be'mai gamar. How did you learn that? What link? How did you make that link? The Gemara says, Bemamatsinu. What do you mean? In the Mamatsinu, Mamatsinu is just like I found the halakhas like this over here, so I'll apply the halakhas like this over here. How can you ika le mifrach kede parchinan? Which means I could go back and ask the same question. Which means, Shivura umeta is an onus. That's why I'll tell you, Ba'alav Immo, you're going to be patur. But who says that that's going to be patur by right? Shekin Onis. Exactly. Shekin Onis. It comes from Shekin Onis. You cannot compare the two. Which means, by Shoel, you only found the Ptur by Onis. Right? Now you want to come along and say, so I can always say, the Ptur of Be'alav Immo will be by Shevura, by maybe only the Onis cases. You're upgrading now. You want to say that the Be'alav Immo Ptur is even by Ginevav Avedah because you found the Mamatzinu from Shomei Sechar. I can break that. Who told you this comparison? Maybe it's only patur from Shevura Meta Be'alav Immo and not more than that. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to go back to the drawing board. Again, I'm looking for one case. Always get the case we're focusing on. Ginevav Avedah Be'alav Immo by Shoel. How do you know Ptur? Ela rejects. Amar Kera, the Pasuk says, V'chi Yish'al. Okay, that's by the She'ela case, right? That's the case in the Torah. Shoel, V'chi Yish'al. Vav, Mosif al Enyan Rishon. V'yilamed Elyon Mittahton. Okay. Now you have the Vav over here when it starts the Perashah. If you know, let's get the order again of the Torah. The Torah's order is Shomer Hanam is first, Shomer Sechar is second, and then Shoel is third. Those are the three parashot in a row. The third parashah being Shoel. How does that parashah begin? Ve'chi Yish'al. Starts with a Vav. Ah, very good. So the Vav is going to connect it to the parashah right before it, which is the case of the Shomer Sechar. And it's going to say what? Ve'yilamed Elyon Mittahton. And therefore we can make a kesh between the dinim of the Shomer Sachar, that whatever is written by Shomer Sachar applied to the case of Shoel. And I'll say that just like the Chiyuv by Shevura Umeta is only said by Shoel by Be'alav Immo, so too I'll say what? By Shomer Sachar, the Chiyuv of Genevav Avedah is not going to be when there's Be'alav Immo. Which means, first of all, I'm going to learn Yilamid Elyon Mittahton. What's the Elyon, the top case? Shomer Sechar. The Tahton is She'ela. The Vav links it. Okay? And it teaches me that just like the Shoel is Patur by Be'alav Immo by Shivura Umeta. Normally it's Chayav in Shivura Umeta. But Be'alav Immo is potated. So therefore, similarly, what the Shomer Sechar is chayav in Genevav Avedah, if Be'alav Immo, it'll be patur. Now we're not finished. Now all you learned is Shomer Sechar is going to be patur in Genevav Avedah Be'alav Immo. Now the Gemara says, but Ve'akati Shoel Meshomer Sechar Lo Gamar. But you didn't learn the reverse way. How can you apply now the bottom case to the top case? So Gemara says, the Ika LeMifrach. Once again, we could break it by saying, Ma LeShomer Sechar Sheken Patur B'Shevura Umeta. I can come along and say that the reason why I'll put in from Genevav Avedah, because I'll put in the Shomer Sechar even by Shevura Umeta, even by Onsim. Tomar B'Shuel Shaya B'Shevura Umeta. So therefore, who says that Torah is going to go so far and say he's going to be patur even by Genevav Avedah, which means he cannot go that far? So the Gemara says, Ela, back to the story. Genevav Avedah b'shoel lechiyuva minalan. Oh, so now the Gemara comes along and says, and retracts. And he's going to say like this. A different way. Genevav Avedah b'shoel lechiyuv minalan. The regular case. Meaning, in Be'alav Immo, how do you know? But now we're revamping the whole story. Which means we thought till now we were good, Genevav Avedah by Shoel. We made a Kavah Homer from Shomer Sechar. Now the Gemara is coming and saying, no, how do you know Genevav Avedah is Hayah by Shoel? Because if you look in the Torah, it only says Shivuya and Meta. How are you going to know? So Gemara says, Degamar Meshomer Sechar. Because I'm going to learn it from a Shomer Sechar. Very simple. Just like a Shomer, it's called a Homer, by the way. A Shomer Sechar, right, yeah, is Hayav in Genevav Avedah. Certainly. Shoel. Zayav and everything. Zayav and Onsim. Certainly he's going to be Hayav and Genevav Aveda. Or now we're going to institute a famous rule when it comes to making Kavahomers. Dayo leba minadin liyot kinidon. Whenever you learn something from a Kavahomer, and I come along and say, if by Shomer Sachar, Hayav and Genevav Aveda, so, which means, let's say better. Ma l'shomer sachar. That's patur by shivuya umeta. Shivura umeta. Hayav b'genevav aveda. Shoel. That's hayav in shivura umeta. Kavahomer is going to be hayav in genevav aveda. That's a beautiful kavahomer. But then we institute the rule of dayo. Dayo means, if you're learning something from a kavahomer, it cannot be more strict than from what you're learning for. Dayo leba min hadin, that's something that's coming from a kamalot liyot kenidon, and therefore I'll say what magenivav aveda de shomer sachar bebaalim patur af genivav aveda de shomer nami bebaalim patur, which means once already your whole source for genivav aveda is from shomer sachar, then shoel's genivav aveda cannot be more strict than the shomer sachar, and therefore just like shomer sachar we learned that genivav aveda in baalav imo will be patur, so to genevav aveda by shoel it'll be patur. Which we get this rule good. Once you're telling me, somebody asks you, how do you know shoel is hayav genevav aveda? Kavachomer from shomer sachar. Oh, kavachomer? That's called a din, by the way. We call that a din. Din is a kavachomer. Oh, then you have the rule of dayo. Dayo tells me. Can I give you an example of dayo outside of this, just so you see the case? If I say like this. If this guy's a strong guy, can carry 50 pounds. I'm sorry, if this guy's a weak guy that can carry 50 pounds, this guy that's strong, for sure he can carry at least 50 pounds. But I can't say, for sure he can carry 75 pounds. Oh, dayo. You can't say more than from where you're learning from. I can't jump to that next level, 75 pounds. I can learn exactly, not more than from where I'm learning from. That's the rule of dayo. Similarly over here. How do I know Shoel is Chayav Genevav Aveda? Oh, Shomer Sachar, Kavahomer. Okay, good. But it cannot be stricter from the way you learn from. And if it's just like a Shomer Sachar, Genevav Aveda with the Baalim over there is going to be Patur, Baalav Imo Patur, so too Shoel, Genevav Aveda, Baalav Imo is going to be Patur. Only problem is, not everybody subscribes to the rule of Dayo. Therefore, Hani Haleman Di Itle Dayo. Okay, this is all good according to the opinion that subscribes to what? Dayo. Ela lemandelet le dayo ba'ika lememar. But according to the opinion, that doesn't agree with the go with dayo. And therefore, you make a cover home and even go further. And I'll say, yeah, not only genevav aveda is hayav by shoel, but it's going to be hayav even with ba'alav and more. We'll go further. Ela amar kera. So we got to go back. Go back to what it said in the beginning of the parasha of Shoel. Vechi yishal. Go to the Vav. Vav mosif alinyan lishon. Like we said, the Vav links the two parashiyot together. V'yilamed elyon mitachton. Learn elyon mitachton. Learn the Shomer Sachar case from the Shoel case, which means connect them together. And just say what? And say just like a and we'll learn from there that Shomer Sachar we patur from Tashlumei Genevav Aveda and Be'alav Immo. Learn the top from the bottom, which means whatever the bottom is Hayavin is patur be'alav Immo. So to whatever the top is Hayavin will be patur be'alav Immo. Meaning, just like the bottom is Hayavin Shivura Umeta, but patur be'alav Immo by Shoel. So to the top case of Shomer Sachar, where it's Hayavin Genevav Aveda, we patur be'alav Immo.
Above that one?
No, not above that. Shoel is the bottom one, and the Shomer Sachar is the top one.
Now you're saying the same.
No, we're saying that what? The Vav links them. To what? To teach me. Learn, the bottom will teach you about the top. How will the bottom teach you about the top? Just like, whatever the Shoel is Chayav in, Shivuramet is Patur Be'alav Imo, so to the Shomer Sachar, whatever it's Chayav in, Genevav Aveda, will be Patur Be'alav Imo. And now, the Gemara goes one step further. V'tachton me'elyon, and then learn the bottom from the top. And now we're going to go back and make a kesh the other way. And therefore I'm going to say that just like the Shomer, just like the The Shomer Sachar is going to be patur by Geneva Aveda, by Be'alav Emo, so to the Shoel will be patur by Geneva Aveda, by Be'alav Emo, which means I learned, but this Dirash now does over here, learns the Vav, but what the Vav does is it brings it both ways. It's a kesh that goes bottom to top and top to bottom. So according to the Maskarat Gemara, the Vav is the key over here. It connects both parashiyot. Now you're going to ask me a question, but somebody say kesh Vav, whatever is the top to the bottom to the top. But bottom line, there's a difference between the fact that a Shomer Sachar, you're going to tell me, is going to be Hayav on Geneva Ve'Aveda and be Patur when Be'alav Emo. So you want to tell me, oh, just like the Shomer Sachar is Patur Be'alav Emo by Geneva Ve'Aveda, so too Shoel will be Patur. Oh, I told you, maybe it's different. Maybe Shoel is more strict because it's Hayav even on Unseen. We have a rule. En Mishivina La Hekesh. Whenever you make a hekesh, you can't ask questions on hekesh. Hekesh is, even though maybe you can argue, maybe shoel should be more strict because shoel is even hayav on onsin. Maybe be'alav emo only is poter be onsin. We have hekesh. So therefore, let's get clarity what took place in it. So there's two ways of learning this. By the way, if somebody would ask you a question, how do I know that a shoel be'alav emo patur geneva va'aveda? One way is a Kavah Homer. Once I learned Kavah Homer from Shomer Sachar that it's Hayav in Geneva and Aveda Bichlal, then I ruled the Dayor rule. It cannot be more strict than where I'm learning from. And just like where I'm learning from is only Be'alav Emo, you'll be Patur. So to my sure, Be'alav Emo, you'll be Patur. Second way of learning, if you don't agree to Dayor, the Vav. The Vav links Shoel to Shomer Sachar. And therefore, I learned the bottom to the top. Top to the bottom, you can't ask questions on Hekesh, and therefore I'm going to say that just like a Shomer Sachar is Patur, beginning of Avedav Be'alav Emo, so to a Shoel is me Patur, beginning of Avedav Be'alav Emo. This is Gemara now, and is giving a new question. Itmar. Now we noticed over here already, we learned this several times already, that if you have the Shoel, let's take a Shoel for example, Be'alav Emo, the owner is working with the borrower, and the animal dies, let's say. Patur. The animal breaks its leg. Patur. Now we even learned Geneva Aveda. Patur. It's an unbelievable heter of it. The owner, give a scenario. Guy was just borrowing an item, and the owner of the item was working with the borrower. And all of a sudden, the guy says, hey, I don't know where the animal went. We lost it. Does he have to pay? No. Be'alav Emo is patur on all cases. So now the Gemara wants to even push it a little. What about if he's a posheya? What if he's negligent? You're going to go so far to tell me Be'alav Emo is even when he's a posheya? And how far could you go? So the Gemara says, Itmar, Bishia be'alim. Let's say the borrower, or the shomer we'll call him, because it can be a shomer sachar as well. Let's say the shomer was a posheya on the pekadon. Peligi ba'alavacha ve'ravina. So here already we come into a machloket. Had amar hayav. One says, Bishah is too much, he's hayav to pay. Had amar patur. And one says, patur. Let's get this shitote. Man damar hayav. Oh, the opinion that's going to say that is hayav, kasavar, mikra nidrash lefanav, velo lefne panav. Okay, let's discuss this concept. It's all the Rashote. I have the Vav of Shoel, right? It says, V'chi yish'al ish. Right, the Vav is in Shoel. What's the parasha right before Shoel? Shomer Sachar. What's the parasha right before Shomer Sachar? Shomer Hanam. Stam, just accept, there's a machloket. When you have a Vav, so Vav links. How much does it link? One rabbi is going to say it only links the parasha before it. Lefanav. One's going to opinion to say it's Lefanav and Lefne Panav. And it can also link the parasha even before that, meaning Shomer Hanam. So now, when we're going to link Shoel, the question is how far you're linking it to what was written before it. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, only Shinifanav. The Vav only links it to the case which was right before it. And what's the case right before it? Shemesachar. And the Gemara analyzes.
Has the middle one linked to the top? Is the middle
no,
one to the
no, no. The Vav, the Shoel. Shoel links...
The third one is linked to the second and the first.
No, no. The Vav links everything to it. Links Shemesachar to it, and would link Shemen Hanam to it as well. To make a Hekesh. To make the mudim.
Together also separately.
No, yeah, that's a separate thing. That's a separate thing. So now the Gemara begins to analyze like this. Gemara says, "Hilkach." Therefore, im be'alav imo. Okay, im be'alav imo was written where? By Shoel. As Shomer Hanam lo ketiv. Now that's not written by Shomer Hanam. Shomer Hanam does not discuss at all the subject of im be'alav imo if the owner was with him. And therefore, I'm going to say what? Ufshi'aname b'shomer sachar u'b'shoel lo ketiv. Which means, let's get rules here. Or let's just get this basic knowledge. The law of pishi'ah, that if the guy was a posheya, that's written in the parasha of a shomer hanam. Get clear. In shomer hanam, it says, if the guy's a posheya, he has to pay. By Shomer Sachar and Shoel, it doesn't discuss the guy if he is a Posheya. Okay, so the word or the subject of Posheya is written by Shomer Hanam, not by Shoel and Shomer Sachar. Read Gemara. So it says, As Shomer Hanam lo ketiv. Upeshi'an name b'Shomer Sachar b'Shoel lo ketiv. Hilkach b'Shomer Sachar u'b'Shoel lechiyuv. Atya mekalvachomer meshomer hanam, which means how do I know a shomeschar is chayav in peshia? Somebody would ask you. You look in the whole Torah, doesn't say anywhere shomeschar is chayav in peshia. Well, how would you guess to say shomeschar is chayav in peshia? Kalvachomer from shomer hanam, and what is shomer hanam? That's not getting paid to watch. It's chayav if he's a posheya. Kalvachomer is shomeschar is getting paid, and all of also a shoel. Is going to be Hayav in Peshia. So good. So Peshia, I know from the Kavachomer of Shomer Hanam. Good. Meshomer Hanam. Aval bebe'alim liftor ap b'shomer sachar u'b'shoel lo. But don't go so far. I'll tell you, it's Hayav on a Peshia. However, to say that it's going to be patur by a Shomer Sachar and b'shoel, you can't learn that. My ta'amah. Ki ketiv im be'alav imo lo yishalem ashoel v'ashomer sachar ahanech chiyube dechtiv behu behedya hu demechtav. Wow. Which means, okay, let me say what just took place over here. Is Peshi'ah written by ashomer sachar? No. Is Peshi'ah written by ashoel? No. How do I know it? Kavachomer from Shomer Hanam. Good. So these items are not written explicitly by Shomer Sachar and Shoel. Very good. Now my question is, what is written explicitly? Be'alav emo is going to be patur. Okay? So the Torah is going to say like this. Only things that are written explicitly, then I'll tell you Be'alav emo is going to be patur. But since Peshi'ah is not written explicitly by Shomer Sachar and Shomer and Shoel, therefore Be'alav Emo does not poter a Peshi'ah. Let's go slow before you get to that question. Understand? Which means, now, that's only because I don't link the Vav of Shoel all the way back to Shomer Hanam. If I would link it back to Shomer Hanam, it says Beferush Peshi'ah by Shomer Hanam. Since it's not linking it all the way back, and if I only know Peshi'ah from a Kavachomer, and therefore it's not written explicitly, so then already the Gemara's language is about the Be'alim Niftor at Peshomeschar Shoel. No, you cannot learn. My Tama ki ketiv im Be'alav Emo Yishem Asher Veshomeschar, which means when it says Be'alav Emo, that's only by the things that are linked. That's by Shomer Hana, Shomeschar, and Shoel. Ahana Chiyuve Dichtiv Behu Behedya. Only on the items that are written beferush, which is, by the way, it is written beferush. That is written beferush by Shomer Sachar. It is written beferush. That is written by Shomer Sachar. But what's not written at all, not by Shem Issachar and not by Shoel, is Poshaya. I answered your question. You asked me, that's also not written Beferush. It's written Beferush by Shem Issachar. And if the Penasar will link, therefore you have no problem. So therefore again, according to the Shita, let's get clarity. I have a Vav of Shoel. What's the Vav of Shoel connect me to the one right before it? Shem Issachar. Okay. And therefore what? The law is going to be Be'alav Emo Patur. On things that are written explicitly. But things that are not written explicitly, for example, Peshia is not written explicitly, Be'hayav. Next Shita. Man Damar Patur, but the Shita that says Patur. Kasavar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. Oho. Ve'lifnei Panav. That you're able to learn the link of the Vav of the Shoel to the Parasha before it and the one before that. Now the Be'alav Emo is coming to talk even by a Shemenam, which is Peshi'ah, which is discussed as Peshi'ah. And therefore, I can learn over here that it's potent even in the case of Peshi'ah, and therefore Shemeshachar also be patur from Peshi'ah. She's basically, get the klal here. We're only going to potent Be'alav Emo on things that are written explicitly. Okay? Peshi'ah is only written explicitly by Shomer Hanam. If I could link Shoel back to Shomer Hanam, I'll have a Ptur. If you say Panav, Lefne Panav, bingo, I have a Ptur. But if I only go Lefanav, I don't have Peshi'ah written in any of these Pirashiyot. Therefore, it will not be Patur, it will be Hayav. We're going to have some questions. How could you tell me it's Patur if he's a Poshaya? Tenan. We look at Tenan Mishnah. Hashoel Apara. I borrow a cow. Remember, he borrowed the owner with him. The owner's with him. Or he hired the worker, the owner with him. Or he borrowed the worker, or hired him. And then he borrowed the animal. Which is bottom line, you have cases over here of animal and owner together. Vameta patur. Okay, and then it died. It's going to be patur. Because be'alav emo, the ilu shomer hanam lo ketani, which means in this mishnah over here, all the cases were he's either a shoel, right? Shoel at the para, shoel at the para. All the cases over here, only the case of shoel was discussed. You didn't discuss a case of shomer hanam. The Gemara is saying now the ilu shomer hanam lo ketani, and therefore what? Why didn't they discuss the case of Shomer Hanam? Because of Shomer Hanam, what's the case of Shomer Hanam normally is Hayav on? Peshi'ah. Be'alav Emo is not going to be a Petur for Peshi'ah. This is what I'm telling you. When the Mishnah is discussing the Be'alav Emo case, right? Be'alav Emo, this Mishnah, what case did it talk about? A Shoel. Mashma Shomer Hanam is not going to have the Be'alav Emo Petur. You know why? Because Be'alav Emo Ptur is going to be Peshi'ah, and we're not going to be poter Be'alav Emo by Peshi'ah, by Shomer Hanam. Question on that opinion that says it's Patur by Peshi'ah. Kemaras for the Ta'amech, Shomer Sachar Miketani. By the way, it doesn't say Shomer Sachar Namishna either, by the way. So therefore, it's a question also, because you hold that there's Be'alav Emo is Patur by Shomer Sachar. You hold that what? That Korti, which should have said Shomer Sachar at least as well. Which is by Gidim Avah Avedah at least. Ela Tana Milta Dichtivi Behedya Ketani Da'ata Midrasha Lo Ketani. So you have to say, no, the reason why the Mishnah only wrote the case of Shoel, because Shoel is written Beferush in the Torah. The case of Shoel, Be'alav Emo. Things that we learned from a Midrash to poter Be'alav Emo by Shomer Sachar Lo Ketani, which means Shomer Sachar doesn't say Be'alav Emo. That we learned from a Midrash. From the Rasha, that we didn't discuss. So therefore, again, we tried. Let's review it just to place it. We tried to ask a question. What was the question we tried to ask? We tried to ask a question. You're telling me that a shomer that you want to be pishiaz patur, pishiaz patur, be'alman can't be. Because why? From the fact you see the Mishnah did not discuss a patur by shomer hanam, must be that pishiaz is going to be hayav. So he says, no, wait a minute. According to you. It didn't say the patur by Shomer Sechar either. And we know Shomer Sechar is patur by Kenevav Avedah B'Alav Emo. That's no question. It's only writing the cases of that are written explicitly. The things that are not written explicitly that we learn from the Drasha, it's not discussing. So comes the Gemara and has another question. Again, according to the opinion that says Poshaya is patur. That's what we're looking for now. Tashema. Let's go one step further. Yes. Tashema. She'ala. You borrow the cow. V'she'al ba'alema and the owner. Sechara. Or you rented. V'sechar ba'alema and you rented the... You hired the owner with it. She'ala. You borrowed. V'sechar ba'alema. Sechara. You rented the cow. V'she'al ba'alema. Atalpi she'ba'alim osim melacha b'makom acher. Here's the key. Even though the owner is working somewhere else, not where the cow is.
Where you?
He's working for you, but in a different place. Vameta, and then the animal dies. Patur. So the Gemara says, Sevaruha, before we get to a question we want to analyze. Hamani, who's the author of this statement? Rabbi Yehudai. Damar socher kishomer sachar dameh. Okay, so clearly we want to say that this case is like a shomer sachar. So he rented the cow. Renting, we're going to put like a shomer sachar. So therefore this is like a regular case of shomer sachar, all these cases. Now, you clearly see this Mishnah over here, this statement, discuss Shomer Sachar. Even though in the Torah never discusses the Ptur of Be'alav Emor by Shomer Sachar, and it wrote it anyway. Oh, and it did not write Shomer Chanam, Vidu Shomer Chanam, Lo Ketani. Which means, don't answer me back that, oh, it's only discussing the things from the, it doesn't discuss Midrash. Here, it discusses Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar, it's not written in the Mishnah, in the Braita, mentioned it. And it specifically did not mention Shomer Hanam. Also, if it did not mention Shomer Hanam, must be that Shomer Hanam is going to be Hayav and Pishi. That's why it didn't mention that case. Kabbalah says, no, Hamani, Rabbi Meiri. The Amar Socher, Shomer Hanam, Dame. Vetana Shomer Hanam, what do you mean Shomer Sachar? I can say this Braita holds that a renter is like a Shomer Hanam. And therefore, it's really saying that Shomer Hanam is Hayav and Pishi. I'm sorry. That it's coming close to say that what? That this Braita is a Rabbi Meir, that says a socher, a renter, is like a shomer hinam, and therefore it's coming to tell me that what? In a chinameh, that Be'alav Emo is going to be patur mitashlumin. Exactly. Yeah, let's get the question, let's get the answer. Okay, but I had a question according to the opinion that said patur. Patur, how come this Braita only discussed the patur by shomer, by a socher? Socher, we're considering a shomer sachar. Oh, then Be'alav Emo patur. Mashma shomer hinam Be'alav Emo hayav. No, I'll tell you that this opinion is a bimim that holds a socher is like a shomer hinam. And that's what's really saying. Shomer hinam Be'alav Emo is going to be patur, no question. Apishia, exactly. So I'm going to give another answer. Iba'it ema, Rabab bar Abu, Kedem Halif Rabab bar Abu, Vetani, socher, Ketzad Meshalem, Rabbi Meir Omer, Keshomer Sachar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Keshomer Hanam. Remember we had a machloket, and who shita was what? Rabba Bar Abu switched the shitot. He made Rabbi Yehuda the one that says that a socher is like a Shomer Hanam. So if you hold like that, I could really say the author of this braita is Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds that a socher is like a Shomer Hanam, and in the Karami there's a ptur by Peshi'a. So therefore, again, let's just review until we get to a new point now. At this point, we just finished and concluded that what? Machloket. Somebody asked you a question. You have a Shomer Hinnam. You have a Shomer Hinnam. Shomer Hinnam is watching an item. He doesn't get paid. The owner's there. The Shomer Hinnam hacks the animal over the head. Posheya. What's going to be the deen? They're going to have a machloket. One shita is going to come along and say that the ptur of Be'alav Emo is even said by Pishia. That's only if you say that the mikra of Shu'el is nidrash lefanav velefne panav. Got to go back. But according to the other opinion, no. It's only nidrash lefanav. And therefore you don't have the ptur for Pishia. Therefore it's only going to be ptur on Gerevav Aveda and Ones, but not on Pishia. That's basically the machloket that comes out over here. Let's go one more point. Amar Rav Meruna. The Olam Uchayav, the Shoel, It's going to be chayav ad shete para vechoresh ba chamor umechamer achareha, which means the only time behalav imo is a ptut is if the actual owner is actually working with the animal at the time that the animal died or broke his leg. It's not enough that the animal stopped working for the shoyin. The owner has to be actually either plowing with the para,
on site,
or hamoru mehamed ahareya, who is actually leading the animal at the time. Good. Kaz Gavran says, ve'ad shiyehu be'alim mish'at she'ela ad'at shivura umeta. Okay, we understand that as well. And the owner's got to be on site from the beginning of the borrowing period, right? Till the time that the animal dies or breaks its leg. Alma kasava, but what do you see from here? Be'alav imo akula milta mashma. That what? That the din of be'alav imo is going on all the subjects. What does that mean? What is that alma? Be'alav imo akula milta mashma.
The whole entire time.
From the beginning.
From the beginning to the end. Okay, from the beginning of the period where he borrowed it till the end. Okay. Now I give another question. Mativ Rabba. She'ala v'sha'al be'alei ha'ima. Okay, you borrowed the animal plus the owner. Sechara, or you rented the animal v'schar be'alei ha'ima. Or sechara v'sha'al be'alei ha'ima. Or she'ala u'schar be'alei ha'ima. Afa pisha be'alim osim melacha b'mkom acher. Oh, even though the owner is working somewhere else, Vameta patur, my lab imlacha acheret. It's much that he's even doing different work. He's still saying patur, so you see, he doesn't have to actually be on site with the animal itself. Kemara says lo peota milacha. He's actually doing the work with the animal. Ela my makom acheret. What does it mean? What does it mean? He's in a different place. It's much that he's in a different place. So comes the Kemara and says dekam merape veazil kama. That the owner was digging the ground before the para was plowing in order to soften the ground to make the plowing easier. So therefore, this is considered otam melacha, which is the chadush over there is, when he's doing osem melacha b'makom acher, means even though he's not doing the exact melacha of the para, and he's not leading the para, I mean, just like the para is plowing, the owner would be plowing, he's doing something similar to what the para is doing, that's considered enough. What is he doing? He's also plowing. How is he plowing? He's softening the ground in front of the para. So when the para comes with the plow, that's considered, so they're both considered plowing. So therefore it's considered he's doing the work with the para. That's the chadush. Gemara says, wait. Which means, on the end of this braita, which we're going to see now, it's clearly talking about where the owner was working with the animal. Resha melechet acheret. Masha, the first case was told by he was doing a totally different melacha. Why? What does it say at the sefa? Dektani sefa. She'ala ve'achar kach she'al be'aleha. You borrowed the para and then the owner. Sechara, or you rented it. Ve'achar kach sechar be'aleha ima. Afad pi she'be'alim horshim al gaba. Even though the owner is on the animal, plowing with the animal, and directing the animal, v'ameta hayav. Why is it hayav in that case? Because you didn't hire him together. Because we learned in the Mishnah, the only time be'alav in most pitur was at the time of the renting or the hiring of the borrowing of the animal, the owner was rented or hired with him. But since it's not happened at the same time, so therefore it's going to be hayav. Now, what do you see, Vat? From the fact that the last case was talking where the owner was working mamash with the animal, must be the first case was talking about where he was not. And it still says over there that he's going to be patur. So you see that he does not have to actually be working with the animal at the time of the mitah. Good. Which means the language of it was after pishul horshim al gaba. Means even if he's doing the same work, mashma that in the resha he was doing different work. So comes Gemara and says Amri. Resha v'sefa be'ota melacha. I can tell you both cases, the owner is doing the work with the cow simultaneously. Well, so how do you learn it? The resha de butaka mashmalan בספר בוטק המשמעלן. They both teach me חדושים. רשא, what's the case of רשא? בוטק המשמעלן, דאפלגב דאליו על גבא, which means even though the owner is not by the animal, he's in front of the animal, אלא באותה מלאכה, meaning he's doing the same מלאכה by softening the ground, כיוון דאבו בעלים בשעת שאלה, since bottom line, the owner was there from the time of the beginning of the borrowing period, פטור. That's the Hadush of Resha. V'sefa debutak kamashu da'afal gav da'al gabad. And even though it's mamash with the animal, doing the work with the animal, kevan de lo ayu ba'ali b'shat she'la chayav. Therefore, since it wasn't mamash, it wasn't high together, therefore it's going to be chayav. The Gemara says, hi, mai. How could you learn the braita like that? I amat b'shlama. If you'll say, Resha b'mlacha acheret. That the Resha is talking about where he did a different work. Besefa beota melacha haynu rebuta, which means if you want to tell me a hadush, the hadush should be if you tell me that the Resha is talking about where you're doing melacha acheret, and the hadush is the eve since you hired him at the same time, even though he's doing melacha acheret, you're going to be patur. That's already a hadush. Melacha acheret is a hadush. Besefa beota melacha haynu rebuta, which means. What's the bigger hadush? The bigger hadush would be to tell me that in the Resha, even though, since you hired him at the same time, your animal and owner, even if the owner is doing a different melacha, and it dies, still going to be patur. That's a big hadush to tell me. However, Ela iamat Resha v'sefa b'otam melacha ma'idi buta, idi v'idi b'otam melacha avi. Which means, what's the hadush? Of course, the owner is doing the melacha of the cow. Why would I think that you should be high? Of course, be patur. So therefore, the Gemara wants to come along and say, from here, you see what? That really must be the case of the Braita Sturma. As long as the owner is on site, even though he's not working with the cow, mamash doing another melacha, and something happens, as long as he's doing melacha for the Shoel, he's going to be patur. Okay, ve'od, the Gemara comes along and says, one more question. Tanya, we have a Braita. ממש מה שלמה עושה את הפסוק, אם בעליו אמו לא ישלם. If the owners are there, he doesn't have to pay. איני יודע שאם בעליו אמו שלם ישלם? I can make the deduction. That if the owners are not there, he has to pay. אלא מה תמור דומר בעליו אין אמו? So we have to tell me the other side of the equation for that if the owners are not with him, he has to pay. ואומר לך, היה אמו בשעת שאלה. If let's say that the owners were with the שואל at the time that they borrowed the animal. It's enough. אין צריך להיות אמו בשעת שבורה ומתה. It doesn't have to be around at the time when the animal actually broke its leg or died. היה אמו בשעת שבורה ומתה, but if he was around at the time of the שבורה ומתה, צריך להיות אמו בשעת שלה, has to be around. Which is the main item is so long as he was around at the time of the שאלה. So you see clearly again, you don't have to be, the owner does not have to be around at the time of the mishap. So long as he was there at the time of the she'ela, it's going to be right. That's what they're learning from the pasuk. Be'alav en emo, to teach me, haya emo b'shat she'ela, that's considered enough. So comes the Gemara and says, v'tanya idach. Oh, the Gemara is doing another question. Memash b'shalema be'alav en emo shalem yishalem. It says, if the owner's not there, he has to pay. Eni yodeh she'im be'alav emo lo yishalem. What do you have to tell me if the owners are there? He doesn't pay. Lomar lecha, kevan sheyatza mirshut mashil. Once it leaves the lender into the borrower, shachat bebaralim, even though if it was only there for a split second, vameta patur. What do you see? Even though the owner was not working with the animal. So you see, so long as there's an owner worth with the shoel, that's considered ba'alav emo. So you don't have to come on this whole thing we said before, he's got to be working the animal and staying with the animal. Kabbalah concludes, teruftah, terava menuna, teruftah. The Kabbalah concludes, this is a question, a refutation. We cannot answer Rav Menuna. Rav Menuna was the one that wanted to say the owner has to be actually working with the animal at the time. I was saying, you see, not like that. So the key, so bottom line, let's conclude. What's the key in this relationship? So long as the owner and the animal were together at the time of the deal, meaning I borrowed the animal and I got the owner with him. That's it. The owner went, he's in the other field doing picking tomatoes, and the animal is over there plowing. Point to this Gemara, doesn't matter. Dies or breaks its leg. Indeed, the Shu'el is going to be Patur, we learn that from the extra words, Ba'alav. What do you have to tell me both cases? Ba'alav and Emo, Ba'alav and Emo. To tell me what's Ba'alav and Emo, I don't care in what capacity. He's going to be Hayav, I mean, he's going to be Patur, the Shoel. In all cases, even if he's not actually with the animal. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.